Israeli ambassador slams New York Times, cesspool of hostility to Israel, safe space for those who hate the Jewish state. By Matthew Boyle on April 29, 2019. The Israeli ambassador to the United States minced no words while criticizing the New York Times as a home for anti-Semitism in American media in a speech on Monday. "We have seen one of the world's most prestigious newspapers become a cesspool of hostility towards Israel that goes well beyond any legitimate criticism of a fellow imperfect democracy," Ron Dermer said in his Monday speech honoring Holocaust Remembrance Day, according to the Times of Israel. The same New York Times that a century ago mostly hid from their readers the Holocaust of the Jewish people has today made its pages a safe space for those who hate the Jewish state, Dermer added. "Through biased coverage, slanderous columns and anti-Semitic cartoons, its editors shamefully choose week after week to cast the Jewish state as a force for evil." The Times has come under serious criticism since it published an anti-Semitic cartoon last week. It later retracted the cartoon and, after initially not apologizing in the wake of the retraction, it later apologized a full day after the initial retraction. A second anti-Israel cartoon published on Saturday similarly came under scrutiny on Monday, as several top Jewish community leaders had blasted it and demanded another retraction and apology. Times spokeswoman Danielle Rhodes-Hoff for days has not answered numerous requests for comment, including for details on which Times officials were involved in the handling of the initial publication of these cartoons, whether there has been any accountability or consequences for their actions, what structural breakdowns inside the newspaper led to these images being published, and what exact reforms the Times is planning to implement to prevent this from happening again. The Times has said it is conducting an internal investigation into the matter and has promised significant changes. But Rhodes-Hoff has not answered when asked repeatedly whether all findings of said investigation, including underlying source materials like emails and text messages, will be made available in the interest of transparency to the general public and Times readers. Similarly, Rhodes-Hoff did not reply to a request for comment when asked for a response to Dermer's blistering criticisms of the newspaper.